You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicius with you in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We're going to go to the phone lines now, 216-578-0850. We've got our guy Reggie in Youngstown. Reggie, how you doing today?
Fellas, how y'all doing today?
Good, man. All right, man.
Yeah, good. Hey, guys, I just wanted to say, you know, in general and stuff, three things. One, I thought that, you know, Connor yesterday, he did a fine job, man. The cat really did a good job considering the fact of how much time he had to really work with the first team and stuff. You know, I really thought he did a fine job. I personally would give him, myself, would give him like a B-plus if I was grading, because I thought he did a really good job, you know, out there. Surprising how well he did.
He is a complete professional. Yeah, he's a gritty guy. He's a gamer. You wonder if he long-term has the arm or the talent necessarily to be an NFL starting quarterback, but I think he's absolutely an asset, and I thought the way that he conducted himself out there, and you could tell the guys wanted to play for him. You could tell that people were happy that he was out there.
His post-game press conference just said it all, man. Take it all in, man. You deserve the shot. So whether he gets it here or somewhere else, you did enough in my eyes. You know, after playing 11 years, I've seen a lot of things happen. I could honestly say that he gave himself the shot to do something somewhere, whether it's here, and maybe it is here. But I thought the way he took the bull by the horns, I mean, the guy should be commended for it. And to stand in there and get up after taking a couple of the shots he did, I mean.
Well, and also, too, you got to think is, I mean, look at how this offense has been playing the last 4 or 5 weeks as well. You know what I mean? An offense that, you know, has not been able to run the ball, an offense that's not been able to protect any passer. Regardless
16
of
first downs, man. That's more than we had in the two games prior to that combined.
My point, exactly.
I know his passing yards were more than one guy did in two games.
That's right. .177, solid. It showed mobility, showed toughness, showed heart, showed leadership. And I think you can tell that the guys in the locker room loved Connor Shaw, and I think that that came through very, very clearly. And talking, you know, I was talking to my good friend Buck Wild, Billy Wynn, loves Connor Shaw. I think his quote was, "I love that kid." And I think he earned a lot of respect in this locker room, in this city, and in the NFL as well. Not everybody's going to be the most talented guy, but when you conduct yourself the right way and you know that he's always going to be prepared and he's always going to be an asset to your organization, then I think Connor Shaw has shown, hey, I might not be the most talented guy out there, but I belong in the NFL, and I think there are teams out there, and hopefully the Browns are that team that want to keep him around and give him a chance. Let's go to Troy in Zanesville now. What's up, Troy?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You ask, you know, what we would do, what us fans do, would do with all these knuckleheads that we got.
Yeah.
I get rid of all three of them, but I would try to get our third and fifth round draft picks back in this year's draft with them. There's probably been about three quarterbacks that we're probably going to try to get. I would say that we're going to be able to get probably Brett Hundley, Petty, and Carter from East Carolina. And I would try to get Brett Hundley. That kid's stats has gotten better every year he's been in college. And he runs, he's at 6'3", 230, I think he is. He can run this offense. But I would try to set him for a year, and I would try to, if Brian Hoyer is not going to resign, I'd try to maybe try to get a Nick Foles from Philadelphia, because I really like Foles.
I think that the quarterback situation will be addressed. There's no question whether it comes in the draft, whether it comes via free agency, perhaps both. The Browns certainly will make some moves there as they head into this offseason with only Johnny Manziel and Connor Shaw under contract at that spot. I think, you know, the good news is when you look at it, and I know a lot of people are, you know, making a lot about the fact that the two first-rounders aren't looking good, but when you overall look at this team, You see a team that had a lot of influx of talent as well. You saw the team that added players via the draft that were successful contributors. You saw teams that added players via undrafted free agency, and then, of course, the veteran free agents as well. I think that you have a nice influx of talent. The 1-53, certainly better than it was a year ago, and you're going to have another opportunity to do that again. But I think what we all know is, you see Connor Shaw, yes, this guy can be a very good backup for you, hopefully a good backup for you as he continues to develop in the NFL. You don't know if Johnny Manziel can be the guy, because you don't know if mentally he's got what it takes to be a professional off the field, in the locker room, in the meeting rooms, and be that guy. Everybody knows in the NFL you need a quarterback. Look at the playoff teams. They all have quarterbacks, with the exception of the Arizona Cardinals, because their quarterback has been hurt and they're down to their third stringer. But you need a quarterback in the NFL, and the Browns are still going to have to figure that out. You talked about three teams from the AFC North. What do they all have? Two Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks and a quarterback in Andy Dalton, who, while he has not won a playoff game, has gone to the playoffs every single year that he's been in the NFL.
There's no question about it. Let me ask you guys this question. Where do you go? My thought, after seeing so many quarterback controversies, whether I was playing here, if I was somewhere else, I think this is a type of situation that we've got to get this thing figured out and say, this is going to be our starter, whoever it is, and it probably needs to be done right this second for one reason, because we cannot go into August training camp going, we're going to have a competition. Everybody knows competition's part of the deal, but if you don't take care of it right now, that is a lingering question that's going to be asked not only to the offensive linemen and the running backs and the receivers, then it goes down to the defensive side of the ball, and everybody's answering questions that they – shouldn't have to answer. They should be worrying about their own job and not something that's out of their control. So I would love to see the Browns get this thing figured out ASAP and name a starter as soon as possible.
You need to. Good teams do not have quarterback controversies, that's for sure. All right, we're going to dial them up here just because. Why not? Stan in Brooklyn.
You know something? You guys are great.
Thanks, Stan.
Happy, healthy New Year to everybody.
Happy, healthy New Year to you as
you
well,
know,
my friend.
I just wanted to relay a little story real quick. My daughter, one of my daughters who's great to me and she's great to the family, Lisa, she brought me up my Christmas presents, and I opened up one, had one of the beautiful stocking caps with the tassel on the hat with the elephant in the front. Then she gives me the second present, and she says, Dad, I know you don't like this guy, but I bought it anyways. It's good quality, and I got a number 2 Johnny Manziel T-shirt, okay?
Uh-huh.
Where am I going to wear this in my neighborhood?
In Brooklyn, they probably would like Johnny Manziel.
You could wear that in a pool in Vegas.
You know, you can drive about a quarter mile from where I live, or a half mile, and there's the biggest contingent of Steelers fans you'll ever see.
Well,
okay, so it's kind of, you know, I just want the Browns to do well. Look, we're going to renew the season tickets for next year, and the question has been asked, and I want to ask you, frankly, don't cut me off.
Yep.
Because I think it deserves an answer. Are they going to raise prices next year?
That is beyond my pay grade. I don't know if the Browns are going to raise
definitely
prices
beyond
next
mine.
Year. That is not a decision for me. That's a decision for the owner, Jimmy Haslam, and the team president, Alex Shiner.
His lights are off right now. I didn't see his lights on when I walked up the steps.
He's saving.
I can't answer that.
Yeah, either. I can't. We cannot answer that one. All right, we're going to take another break here. When we come back, speaking of the owner, Jimmy Haslam, we'll hear his sound, some strong words coming from the owner of the Cleveland Browns in the locker room following yesterday's game. We will play those for you when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.